WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Tell Agent Cooper that Albert and his team are here.
Albert?
A-L-B-E-R-T. Are we going to have to stand here all afternoon?
No.
Albert Rosenfield. R-O-S-E-N-F-I-E-L-D.
Twin Peaks fans remember my guest Miguel Ferrer as Albert, the arrogant FBI pathologist. Now Ferrer is starring in the new TV series from Twin Peaks creators David Lynch and Mark Frost. It's called On the Air, and it's a comedy about what happens behind the scenes of a 1957 live TV variety show. Ferrer plays the head of the Zablotnik Broadcasting Company.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's our belief that tonight, America will be watching Lester Guy, starring in The Lester Guy Show. All of our research indicates that America wants to see movie stars on television. And we are all so grateful that a star the caliber of Lester Guy has agreed to star in The Lester Guy Show on Zablotnik Broadcasting Corporation National Television.
On the Air isn't Ferrer's first role as an executive. He was a bad guy exec in the film RoboCop. Ferrer is the son of singer Rosemary Clooney and the late actor Jose Ferrer. Before he started acting, he was a drummer in rock groups and big bands. He's also co-created several comics for Marvel. I told him I thought his role in On the Air was continuing his image as one of the suits.
It's interesting because before RoboCop, no one would ever let me wear a suit. I would complain to my agent, why don't I ever get to try it for a doctor or a lawyer? They said, nobody would buy you as that, Miguel. You know, come on, put on the leather jacket and go be the nun rapist. And so that's what I did on every episodic TV show and some very bad movies for several years. And then since RoboCop, I've hardly been out of a suit. But they all do wear suits, but I think that they're very different kinds of guys.
Well, they're all crazy, though. That's one thing that holds them together.
Yeah, that's true.
They're insane members of the suit establishment. Now, how did David Lynch describe On the Air to you when he recruited you for it, assuming he was the one who described it to you?
He really didn't describe it. He just he called me. I was doing just finishing a rather short order of a very bad television series up in Vancouver, and he called me up and said, "We've got this script. It's called On the Air, and I think it could be a very good thing." That's what he said. And he sent me the script, and that's how I described it.
So he didn't describe what the story would be or your character?
Not really. He told me the name of my character, which, he said, you're going to be Bud Budwaller. Oh, okay, that clears it up for me, Dave. No, but, so he just sent the script. He really didn't attempt to describe the show at all before I got the material.
How did you get your role on Twin Peaks as the FBI pathologist Albert Rosenfield, who Agent Cooper describes as lacking in some of the social niceties?
To say the least. How did I get that? David Lynch saw RoboCop when it first came out, and he contacted my representatives back then, I guess it was in 87, and wanted to meet with me in regarding a project that he had in development at the now-defunct De Laurentiis Entertainment Group. That company went away, as did the project, so that movie never got made. And then years later, I got a call from David's people saying, would you be interested in a possible recurring role in this new series, Twin Peaks? And without seeing a script or without seeing the pilot, I just said, yes, absolutely. I'm such a fan of his work. I said, yeah, I'll carry a spear. I'll do whatever you want. And it was just a great surprise when I finally saw the pilot and saw how terrific it was. You know? So that's how that came about.
Since Lynch discovered you through RoboCop, let me find out how you got that role. And you were one of the kind of corrupt, egocentric executives. Well, young executives.
Yeah.
Who takes on the RoboCop program.
Anyway, the way I got that one was the casting director was a friend, and I had worked for her before. She had cast me in a couple of things. And she originally wanted me to come in for one of the gang guys. And I read the script, and I said, well, that's fine. I'd love to do that part, but I really would like to do this other part. Bob Morton, the executive, he goes, God, I never would have thought of you for that. But, you know, sure, if you want to take a whack at it, come on in. And it worked out, so...
And I guess it really did change the direction of your career.
Sure did. Yeah, it was a good. It was a good thing.
I'm interested in your background now. You're the son of Rosemary Clooney, the singer, and the actor Jose Ferrer. How aware were you of their talents when you were growing up?
Gosh, that's a hard question. You know, probably not very, because that's what you grow up seeing. You sort of take it for granted. I don't think it was until I was maybe in high school that I really started appreciating the magnitude of my parents' gifts and contributions to what they did. You know, they were just mom and dad, and they had a great sense of who they were. They never felt that they were curing cancer or doing any very important work on any kind of a global scale. They had great jobs, and they were lucky enough to be good at them. And they enjoyed what they did, and that's sort of where it, you know, they. Some of these people in show business really have an inflated sense of what they're doing.
Yeah.
I think, and that was not the case with my folks.
Your parents were separated during part of your growing up, then they got back together again, separated again. Was that confusing for you?
I never knew that they were separated the first time. To tell you the truth, I only found that out in my late teens. It was kind of a surprise. What? You're kidding.
How could you not know?
I was just told my dad was off making a movie for about a year and a half.
Oh.
Yeah, strange.
So why do you think they wanted to keep it from you?
I don't know. I don't know what their thinking was on that either. And then he came back for a little while, and then when he finally left the second time, my mom sort of brought us all in and one by one told us the news and... You know, it's a strange feeling for kids to hear that. So,
it's public too that your mother, for a period of years, had problems with pills. You know, with pharmaceuticals. Did you know what was happening when she was in that period?
Oh yeah, absolutely. It's hard to conceal a problem that serious, which hers certainly was.
What was your age period during that time?
Gosh, I guess anywhere from, it's a rough guess, I guess 9 or 10 to 13 when she finally got some help.
Right. Was it hard for you to talk to her then?
At times, you know, at times it wasn't. At times she was just mom, but... there were other times where, I mean, she had a lot of problems. She really, really did. She was working way too hard, by herself most of the time, traveling way too much, and just carrying an enormous burden, a bigger one than anyone should have to. And, you know, she just attempted to anesthetize herself. So at those times, it was hard to talk to her. It's hard to talk to anyone who's completely wasted, you know. But there were... Not to make it sound that there weren't wonderful times over there during those years, because there were.
Mm-hmm. Seeing your mother go through that, did that lead you away from drugs and things like that yourself? I mean, or I think it's very hard to grow up with somebody who's been an abuser of any sort, and, you know, kids have different reactions to it when they come of age.
Yeah, for some reason it didn't stop me from... jumping into the thick of it, to tell you the truth. You know, most of us, you know, I started high school in 1969, just caught the tail end of the hippie thing, and I took a lot of acid and smoked a lot of pot and all that stuff, and luckily I'm none the worse for wear. But no, my mother's abuse didn't really factor into my thinking, my adolescent thinking. I was just, got him out of Catholic school, in public school. You know, they're girls. Oh, my God. You know, this is great. I just kind of immersed myself in rock and roll and marijuana and girls.
So tell me, when you have a new series on the air, like On the Air, do you watch it when it's actually on TV?
Yeah, I watched the first one the other night. I'd seen it a few times, and I'll be watching the others because I've not seen them outside of when we went in to, you know, fix some of the... some of the sound. It's called looping. I'm sure, I don't know if you know what that is, but
that's when you
I've just seen
overdub
those bits
something.
And pieces of the other episodes. So yeah, I'll be watching them with anticipation. It seemed really, really funny when we were doing it, so I expect good things.
Can you give us a preview of what's coming up this Saturday on
Air? I don't know what order they're airing these things in. I'm told that they're not airing them in the order in which we shot them, so I don't know what show is coming up this weekend.
Do you feel a little bit out of control here?
In what way?
Well, I mean that, you know, you haven't seen the shows and you don't know what order they're in.
Yeah, I certainly don't feel out of control in that way. I feel in perfectly good hands with the folks over at Lynch Frost. To be honest with you, I feel very much out of control with, and I'm really happy to be here, actually, talking to the folks and saying, please watch the show. You know, I think most of us involved in the show are very disappointed with our you know, night the show is airing and our time slot and the fact that we're in the summer and the apparent lack of support that we're receiving from our network. It's kind of disheartening when you work as hard as we did, the long hours, and just give 110%. And, you know, maybe it's a misperception on my part, but it sure seems like we're not getting any support.
Actor Miguel Ferrer stars in On the Air, Saturday nights on ABC. This is Fresh Air.